With your art project, you totally embody this connection of the sacral and the emotions. Someone who has this channel is someone with a powerful auric field that penetrates people very, very deeply, breaking down barriers, opening the way for intimacy and for bringing new endeavors.
Magnificence is the boundless expanse of being, a liberation from limitation. It is the embodiment of authenticity, where you shed the shackles of self-doubt, shame, and imposter syndrome. Here, worthiness flourishes like a vibrant garden where you have the power to determine your actions, destinations, and your closest relationships. In the realm of magnificence, creative individuality takes center stage. Your greatness is acknowledged, celebrated, and nurtured. Gone are the days of mindless conformity or fitting in just to keep the peace. This show and your host, Patricia Lindner, are here to guide you as you align with your authentic design, leading the way to a life of purpose and fulfillment. Magnificence is not some unreachable peak or distant dream. It's inside you, waiting to shine brighter than you ever thought possible. Welcome to your magnificence.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on the magnificence of my guests. And today I have with me the one and only Barbara Sprocca from Italy. And I am so delighted, Barbara, that you are with me today.
Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
Barbara, it is so great that I can talk about how magnificent you are, what you do, and so on. And before we dive into all of that great stuff, I want to introduce you to the audience just in brief, and then just let's go from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Barbara is a highly creative, heart-centered artist who is experienced in creating wall sculptures and other forms of art. She has exhibited her work since 2002. She wrote and hosted her own radio show. She designed furniture, houses, and created a jewelry line. She also published a book about her art. And in 2020, she started the first global art project about love and separation, which is called Baci Sospesi. She recently started her own nonprofit organization called Blue Shabaka. Hello and welcome to the show again. There are so many things that I want to dive into. Barbara, welcome to the show. I hope I did not miss out on anything that is highly important.
No, thank you. It's all correct. And thank you for having me again. So I'm so happy to be here and happy to chat with you and reply and to respond to any of your questions if you have any. I know that I have very multi-potential and probably too busy of a resume, but I did so many things in my life. And from radio to jewelry, from now this non-profit organization Adventure, which is my latest creature, and most of all, Baci Sospesi, which is a dream of mine, and it's growing. You go ahead.
So you are an artist, and oftentimes, this is what just comes to me. I love being really spontaneous. This is how your career started. Did you start off as someone who created those sculptures and wall sculptures and pieces of artwork? Or did your parents tell you that you need to learn something that is a proper career? Oftentimes, parents tell someone that's so. I just vividly remember my dad said, "Don't be an artist." Someone who has always a lack of money and no one wants to see the art and don't appreciate it. So I just wonder, Did your career start as an artist?
No, absolutely not. Actually, as far as my family wanted me to be, I'm supposed to be a lawyer. So, yeah, on the opposite side of the spectrum. It was a tough period of my life because I was kind of in a, you know, I had no choice but to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. That's how I thought it was going to be. But after studying law, I realized, no, I mean, that's not me at all. That's not me. So I decided to, okay, I will pay for my own studies. But I was, you know, already a grown up, and my passion was art in all its form. I actually thought of myself as an actress and a singer, and mm-hmm. I love singing. I love creativity in all its ways. And I started studying communication and marketing to become creative in that field, in advertising especially. So for most of my life, I've worked as a creative for advertising and marketing. For the first 10 years in, you know, the proper path from copywriter to creative director and then creativity consultant. Then I started switching a little bit. And from the agency world, I went for businesses directly without the agency, you know, medium. And then I started working for non-profit organization and NGOs. And I started using my creativity for good. I mean, for good causes, as I, you know, considered. And I started traveling the world as a trainer, creativity trainer for small business incubators for women in, you know, in certain countries where, like Syria, Nepal, Tanzania, or Jordan, for example. And I started developing a different way of doing creativity, advertising, and marketing, applying creativity and lateral thinking to marketing. But then at a certain, you know, from 2001, more or less, I started doing painting and sculpting more seriously. And from there, I had two careers, two career paths. Up until a few years ago, when I decided to dedicate myself 100% only to art. But so I have, my soul is split in at least two, at least. But I have so many different sides in my soul. Creativity is my life, but I'm not focused on one way of expressing it. I've been expressing it with words for many years, with images, with jewelry, as you were saying. I had my own brand, Himba Rossa, with cooking also. so many ways of expression. And now I'm focusing on visual art and sound.
So beautiful. You really are multi-potentialite. And as I want to really shine the light on who you are and your magnificence through the lens of human design, and just a couple of minutes before we pressed the record button, I asked you, did you ever have a look at your human design body graph? And so you just said, no, I didn't. No. So I would love to share your chart with you, because that goes hand in hand with what you just said.
What I said when I saw this just a few moments ago, I was, che bello. That means that this is amazing. It looks like one of my jewels. It looks like actually a piece of jewelry. I love it. It's a beautiful form. I know nothing about this kind of
thing. That is good.
I'm all ears and eyes and heart.
That is so great. And it is so great. I was so delighted when I heard you say "Che bello," and that looks like a piece of jewelry, because it is as if you could read my mind. Because just a couple of months ago, I thought about, wouldn't it be amazing to find an artist, someone who is highly creative, and it's not just something that is a cookie cutter jewelry piece, to create a handmade jewelry for people who get their human design chart readings, so that the specifics of their chart come out and that they have this amazing memory and this piece of jewelry that shows them, oh, that's all about my energetic blueprint. And so we need to talk about that, because that is an amazing idea. And you just ripped my mind.
Fantastico. I don't create jewelry anymore, because also I was living in a different space and I had my own small laboratory for doing things. I also worked with Murano glass, doing glass beads at home. And then I created small jewelry pieces with wax, you know, for the lost wax technique, to be in with metal, and, you know, but I'm not doing it anymore because I don't have the laboratory. But this, I can easily see a piece with silver, or in my case I would choose silver and ebony and some Murano glass or heart stones to create something maybe less perfect in terms of, you know, I love imperfection in terms of shapes, lines. I don't like so much the regular shapes, like triangle. When you use your hands, things, of course, they are not perfectly super symmetrical and geometrical. And this is what I like, because it's more, for me, for my taste, it's more, you know, it's warmer. It's like more human. But I could definitely see a jewel, or a light of jewels inspired by this kind of charts.
I love that. I definitely want to continue the conversation, even though you don't create. Maybe you go back to creating jewelry.
Who knows? Who knows? Never say never. Yeah.
You said that you did so many things and that you are interested in so many things. And usually I start off with telling people they are generator or whatever type they are. Generator, which is the powerhouse executor, the one who is highly powered, someone who has this inbound engine and can work and can continue the work and can perfect the work and can become masterful, someone who almost never, ever is running out of energy. There is this, you are here to create the planet. You are the creator. You are the doer. You are someone to do something, to bring something into existence. So that is the generator type. And I think that fits you really well when I hear you talk about your career and who you are and what you like. So I think definitely that makes a lot of sense that you are a generator.
Yeah, in Italian, I would say risuona. It sounds, you know, it resonates.
Resonates.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Risuona.
And just yesterday I had someone who said, and all the body graphs, the piece of artwork that you were just talking about, they all look different. And I said, yes, they could be all colored in. So all the centers could be in color, and they are not all brown. There is one yellow, and there is so different colors. They could all be white. Okay. And so each and every one, that's like really your highly personal energetic blueprint. That is specific to you. And just sharing about what that means and why I want to talk about this open center in the middle of everything that is your The G center, that is the center of self-perception, self-confidence, direction. So this is open, that's why it is white. And openness in the energetic blueprint of human design means nothing good or bad, right or wrong. That is, everything is perfect the way it is. What it means is that you have those energetic antennas to the outside world. You have a myriad of possibilities or options, what you could do in your life.
Yeah, that's so true. That is true.
Mega buffet of opportunities. You could do this and that, and you're open to this and that, and this over there. And you could do that path. That is amazing, because you really have so much things that you could do. The flip side of the coin is, oh, what am I supposed to do? What route should I follow? But it feels like you just in a couple of years ago, you decided that is my project, my mission. I really want to invest my time and dedicate my life to this project, this global project, and your nonprofit organization.
Yes.
There is this huge openness in this center, and I bet that makes a lot of sense because you were laughing.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt, but I will tell you how much it's open. Also, the project Bashizo Spezi is very open. I don't know how do you want to do this, if you want to go through all the chart or if we just...
Through all the chart would take us a couple of days.
Okay, fantastico. Okay. But the thing is, during the pandemic, during the 2020 pandemic, I decided, I felt the need for a change in my life. And so, as I told you before, I decided to dedicate my life entirely to my art, arts world, or, you know, to invest in using the energy that I feel and the creativity that I have, not for the profit of somebody else, and actually not for profit at all. If we consider profit money, making money, but for a different kind of profit in health, in wellness, in smile, in knowledge, in wholeness, being whole. So for me, that's a profit thing, because if you consider your own well-being and other people's well-being good, something that is valuable, and I consider that very much valuable, it is for profit, but it's not in the realm of money. It's very hard to translate all of this that I'm doing now into how much money does it cost or is it worth, how much a life, how much a moment of wow is worth. I have no idea. So
energetic currency, excuse me to interrupt you, but it's so, and that is so, I'm so in sync with what you said, just working with people and exchanging wisdom or helping them go in a certain direction, helping them let go of something, or in your case, and I would love to dive into Bashizo Spezi, what that's all about. This is like a different currency. It's no longer, so we still live in the 3D reality where
we
create money, because otherwise we would starve. But there is it's like a futuristic vision or mission to just have another benefit, like this energetic currency of happiness this wow moment, love, excitement, health, contribution to something bigger. Tell us more about what your project is, because I know a little more than the audience, and I totally love your project, your global project.
Grazie, thank you. The thing is not just happiness. Yeah, the currency of the wow. The wow can be, not only happiness, but when you are aware, when you are more, when you know better yourself and others and your interactions within yourself and in other relationships, that knowledge, that awareness can create a different kind of wow or different kinds of. And so I started my Bachelor of Spacey project during the 2020 pandemic lockdown. And in Italy, we were, after China, the second country facing the total, isolation, stay at home. And it was scary and it was shocking. And at the time I was leaving a moment of a tough moment because I was in a separation process from my ex partner. And so I was living alone. Well, I was living alone before, but I was processing the separation with him, and it was not easy. But all of a sudden, I realized, I started thinking, what about all the people who are facing this kind of solitude and isolation and being apart, being separated from their loved ones, families also, not because of a pandemic? Because at the time, we thought, okay, this is maybe going to last, who knows, a week, 2 weeks. We had no idea, but we had the feeling that it was temporary, this is going to end hopefully soon, but who knows, but this is just temporary. So because of, I live in Italy and we are in the Mediterranean Sea and we are on the path of migrations, and we were bombarded by two kind of different kind of news in the, in the television at the time, COVID numbers and migrants dying in the sea, in the Mediterranean Sea. So somehow my mind clicked and I joined these two thoughts together. And I thought, we are suffering because we are now isolated from our loved ones. But what about those who are running from their countries and for life, to be alive, just to hope to live somewhere else? And I said, this is really nonsense that we are judging other people's decisions. Mm-hmm. Based on what? So I said, I would like to interview people, to talk with people about their feelings of love and feelings about separations, feeling of about what they feel when something starts, some love story starts or ends, and how they process separation, all kinds of situations dealing with love, with fear of connection and fear of separation. What about if we listen to people talking about their most intimate moments and fears and or passion or courage, but we don't know who's speaking, where they are from, we don't know anything, we don't know the names, we just absorb their emotion just listening through their stories. And so I started this Bachis of Spacey project, which is basically a research, an artistic research that I'm doing about how humans deal with connection and separation. Because from this, you can really feel how we are all connected by the need for connection, and sometimes the fear of disconnection, sometimes the fear of connection, fear of intimacy, fear of not being seen and accepted. But it's very much the same in with different nuances. Mm-hmm. While we all share this profound deep need for connection. So visually, I adopted, not even thinking about it, but I adopted these forms, which are these red shapes that I called bachi. That I explain what bachi is a space means. And so I created installations and sculptures that visually are made like this, with these red shapes that ideally they represent each individuality. We are all connected, but with a distance. We are all separated, but yet connected. And our feelings and our shape, they are not circles, because circle is always the same. They're all the same and they are perfect. And we are all different and we are not perfect. And our shape can change depending on the proximity or the distance from the others. And that can be in a moment that can change, or in a life we are just to proximity and distance. And this kind of shape, let me explain visually without explaining this natural flowing of individuality in relationship. So bachi so spesi, literally, translating literally, it means suspended kisses. But the inner meaning comes from tradition that we have in Italy, especially in Naples. It started in the city of Naples in the south of Italy, where they have the suspended coffee, caffè sospeso. What is it? It's a tradition where you go when you go to a bar to have a coffee or a cappuccino or whatever. You pay in advance a coffee or whatever for another person, an unknown person. So you pay for your own coffee, and maybe you pay for two or three, and you leave the prepaid receipt in a bowl. So if a person has no money, or if a person is in, you know, a tough moment, they can enjoy a coffee, prepaid coffee, paid in advance. So bachi sospesi is like if I leave in advance for a stranger, for a person that I don't know, I leave a kiss, meaning I leave a message of humanity and hope. I tell my story for other people around the world to listen and to maybe think I'm not alone. This concept is also translated into the installation, the physical sculptures that I create for public spaces, where people can leave paper notes, messages written on paper, and leave these messages for other people passing by. So if I'm sad, or if I'm just, you know, I can take a message and read a message. It can be a drawing, it can be a poem, it can be just a sentence from another person saying something that can be powerful for anybody else in that moment.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And it is just, where are those installations? Because I saw a picture of this huge installation. I think that is in Italy.
Yes.
Those holes, and you can put the messages inside.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the first bachi sospesi installation. It's actually a more than 3 meters tall sculpture. It's placed by the sea in a place called Passo Scuro, which is in the north of Rome. Mm-hmm. And it's used like a bank of love messages, and now it has become a meeting point for lovers, and you know, and people go and take pictures with the sculpture, and they leave messages and they leave drawing. There's also one girl living, one young lady who has a tattoo with the bushes and spacey shapes on her arm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised. And then there's another installation in another place in the north of Italy, Pioraco. It's a small village. It started like a site-specific temporary installation. And it was a diffuse, you know, like different shapes all over the center of the city, on trees and on a river and, you know, elsewhere. And the mayor was so happy about this creation and installation. He asked me to transform the installation from a temporary one into a permanent one to be exhibited in the local museum. So I created a structure because it was all over the place in the city, but I created a wooden structure to hold this bashi. And so now you can go to the museum for free. This is another thing that I care a lot. You have to be able to go to Bashi Sospesi sculpture and use it and enjoy it for free. So they are all in public spaces that where you can go and there's no ticket. There's no, you know, you just go and leave a message or take a message. And also the audio portraits, as I call them. So the interview that I had with 34 people up to now, in different languages, they are in Italian, in English, and some in Spanish. They are online and they're freely available. You can go and listen to the Bashi Sospesi audio portrait. And I'm about to open the project internationally. I mean, it is already international because I have international people giving me their stories. But I want to bring Bashi Sospesi elsewhere, abroad. And I'm going to very soon in June. So there will be a workshop with other artists. I want to establish a Bashi Sospesi, say, format. But then the core will be Bashi Sospesi, but then the application and the media will be in the hands of other artists. And so I want Bashi Sospesi to be a concept that multiplies. So, that's good. Why good. Open, you know, I'm open. The core is white because even Bashi Sospesi is open.
It should become a global thing that people, so it is beautiful. I can just invite people to go to Italy and look at your installations and enjoy the moment of Bashi Sospesi. But I feel like this really needs to spread into the world, and it should be everywhere in the world, because first of all, it is beautiful. Your artwork is beautiful, and the meaning behind it, that is magnificent. And I need to encourage you because of your energetic blueprint, because I have something to share. I'm so excited, Barbara, because everyone has an energetic blueprint, as I said, and that is specific to who you are. And there are strength and challenges and openness and definedness. There is nothing like putting people into a box, but oftentimes we go far away from our blueprint because of conditioning, because of adjusting to the situation, to the environment, to certain experiences. But you, and this is outstanding, with your art project, you totally embody this connection of the sacral and the emotions. So there is this line.
Mm-hmm.
This is channel 59.6, so one can't see that really properly, but this connection is called the channel of the mating. Okay. And this, that you have this channel, I don't have it, and many other people don't have this channel. Someone who has this channel is someone with a powerful auric field that penetrates people very, very deeply. Breaking down barriers, opening the way for intimacy, for love, for connection, and for bringing new endeavors. It is all about emotion. It's all about connection. It's all about mating, bringing people together. And so you did not know about human design, and you did not know that this is in your chart. And I'm so stunned and so excited that exactly that is what you embody. That is who you are. You have this powerful auric field. You create this global project. You bring people together. You break down the barriers of solitude, of separation, of not being loved, not belonging to, by this amazing project. And I feel that is so wonderful. And this runs through your energetic veins no matter what. No matter what moon constellation, no matter what your neighbor says, no matter what someone thinks of your project, this is Barbara.
Thank you. This, I'm sorry. Just so emotional on that. It's amazing. I feel since 2020, when I started this project, I actually started this project. I realized after to process my own separation moment. Mm-hmm. But it was so without but. And it was so deep and so profound, the connection that I established with people also, I mean, people from all over the world, people I didn't know, because at first, of course, I started talking with friends and friends of friends, and then I started just presenting the project and asking for volunteers, as I call them, story donors, online. So I was contacted by people I didn't know, and I had the most amazing conversations, deep, where people shared, and I shared with them intimate moments of fear, of of human moments, yeah. And I had, it was that I said, see, this is the proof that we are all connected. Of course, we're all different. Of course, we can react, and we do react to loss, to separation, to pain, to whatever, in different ways. Of course, because our stories are different. But if you go down to the moment of birth, to that initial hope/certainty that outside there is a human being ready to hold you and love you and to love and to hold and to see and to be seen. There is an initial core for everyone, which is the same. Then, all very soon in our lives, we face different situations. So we may get hurt and in different ways and develop different strategies to defend ourselves and whatnot. But the core is the same. So this is what I'm interested in, to underline what unites us instead of what separates, and what I want to emphasize the human traits and the human, it's not soul, but the humanity. This is typically human. And since 2020, since I started this project, my life deeply, I don't know if what is the cause and what's the consequence, but my life has changed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this project was possible and it's possible because already I changed internally, or the other way around. It doesn't really matter. No.
I'd say it's both.
Yeah, it is both.
It's like you changed and then you created, and you changed through the creation process again, because we continuously develop and change and act and react, and things happen. And we are not the same as we were just 5 minutes ago. And
absolutely, yeah. There is a poem that I wrote maybe almost 13 years ago, maybe 25, that it's called Acqua Viva. Acqua Viva is the title, and the text, I would say it in Italian first and then I translate. Io sono la continua evoluzione. Mi trasformo in ogni istante, da me in me, e non prevedo che vita. I am the ongoing evolution. I transform myself from me into me, and I foresee nothing but life. So
I love it. I totally love it. And so just talking about this project, and now as we are sharing about the project, so people can visit the installations, people can connect with you, and
of course,
give their stories to you.
Yes, sure. In audio, of only audio, only anonymously. I mean, only I will be the only person knowing who they are.
Yeah.
But it's only audio. So, and I don't name names, and I never reveal their identity. So yes.
Okay.
And also, people can, if they live in a place and they have, they know that it's possible to start a project for a new Bacis o Spezi installation in the community, we can, you know, arrange. I can go and work with local artists or by myself. But I generally work with artisans, different artisans, to create site-specific installations with the same shapes, red shapes, but made with different materials, or, you know, they change a little bit. In Pioraco, in the second town, in the village of Pioraco, I created a Bacis o Spezi installation with two different materials. One is wood, which I love, and the other one is crochet. So there was a local artisan who created many Bacis o Spezi with crochet things, and it was amazing. On the trees, this red crochet bashi, it was amazing. So it depends on where I am and if there are artisans and people who want to cooperate with me, we can create together a Bacis o Spezi installation. And of course, I'm looking for more audio portraits.
Yeah.
Up to now, I have worked in Italian, English, and Spanish, because these are languages that I know. Of course, Italian is my language, because I'm editing the final audio portrait. So, but I am also looking for partners to be able to work with other languages that I don't know. So we can create audio portraits in different languages. And this is also an option. So I'm very open to collaborations and to, you know, to spread the Bacis o Spezi manifesto around the world.
I just have this vision that this is going to be huge. It is going to be big. And I'm going to offer my German version of my story to you. And I just had this idea. And this is what I love about being spontaneous and not just structuring everything. When I look at your body graph, it looks like, so this is my way of dealing with human design. I as an artist as well. So it looks like this is like the foundation. The bottom part is defined, which means this is what you create from within. That is why I called you the powerhouse, the one that can create, the one that has a sustained energy that can become masterful. And then everything, and this is such a good example to understand what human design is, the white centers, they are about openness. They are like antennas to the outside world, like global antennas in your case. And this is all about being inspired by allowing people into this creation, just generally speaking. And I totally love that this is your special design. Just as a side note, of course, openness can be manipulative because people can really intrude your energetic space. But when you know about the openness and how to protect it, that is such a big asset to have this openness, to have those antennas of inspiration, to have the antennas of really adjusting when you speak to people. That's why people open up to you, to really have this huge variety of what you are capable of doing. And that just came to me when you talked about this. I want to, so there is the bases in Italy and there is Barbara Sprocca in Italy. And I can see this is really this vision that comes to me. I can see Baci Sospesi in New York. I can see Baci Sospesi somewhere in the beautiful natural environment where everything is quiet. I can see all over the world because this is what unites people. And it is a beautiful piece of artwork that every country should have. I totally love that. And I hope that people will reach out to you and ask you to come to them to spread Baci Sospesi.
I really hope so. Now I'm working with two other organizations, one in Germany, in Berlin, and one in Portugal, in Lisbon. And we are going to create, to have the first Baci Sospesi workshop with artists in Portugal next June. So this is official now. I can say it. And we are not going to create an installation yet, but we are going to create an exhibition. So the artist will work on the Baci Sospesi concept, starting from listening to some audio portrait and then create their own, you know, meta work of art, meta Baci Sospesi thing. Mm-hmm. For in public installations, of course, the process is longer because you need to have the municipality permission, and you know, you have to create the right structure for the right place, and safety also issues come into, you know, it's not that easy. Yeah. But the idea is already in motion. So this movement for bringing Baci Sospesi elsewhere, outside Italy, is already in motion, and I'm so happy. And I'm open to any proposal, any idea, any, as I said, the second Baci Sospesi installation was initially meant to be temporary. Mm-hmm. But then the mayor, who's a lovely person, who actually appointed me honorary citizen of the place.
Wow.
Which is amazing. I was so surprised because it is something to have a Baci Sospesi installation. It is something that really brings joy. I don't know how to explain, but it's the concept itself, but also the shapes, they bring joy to any age.
Excuse me that I smile because, you know, I had this crazy idea. I live on a quite, not huge, but big property. I thought, like, that would be so lovely to have Baci Sospesi on the property.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, if it's accessible to other people, because the concept is connection.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense to have a Baci Sospesi installation in a closed space or in a place where you have to pay something to. No, I would never do anything like that. Yeah. But in an open space, so people can really enjoy and share and feel, and yeah, you know, feel happy for a moment. Yeah. There is also something very like the joy of the surprise when you see there are messages, some, you know, written messages there, and you want to go and see what's written inside. Mm-hmm. And you want to leave a little surprise note for. And up to now, many people have exchanged. And some people, of course, I don't follow, you know, the sculptures and the installations after a while. I mean, they have their own life. But some people send me the pictures of the notes with the hashtag Bacis Ospesi. Some people share on the internet, not that much, but some people send me as a private message. And up to now, I've never seen anything bad written on the messages. It's all positive.
Pure. It feels pure. And I just thought about the fact that I have a huge artistic community, as I have lots of artistic connections, as I do soul art. And I just thought about there must be lots and lots of artists that are interested and never heard about Bacis Ospesi. So I'm going to tag them all when your episode comes out, because I just had this, I didn't think about that. I really have a lot of artist connections. And so this is going to be, this is another amazing episode with such a deep, heart-centered, life-changing, world-changing message. I'm so grateful for that. And I want to share one last thing about your chart that is so in alignment with what we talk about. And this is what I sometimes feel called to do. This is not about the body graph, not about those type of things. That's about number 52. It's the conscious sun sign, and that is part of your incarnation cross. That is part of the gene key, so to speak. No worries about what all of that means, but when you look into these numbers and in special this 52, it is a gate that shows you sometimes a struggle, sometimes a shadow piece, and also the pathway to resolve that. And I just share that with you, and let's talk about if this makes sense. I don't want to dive into any kind of maybe something from your childhood or something like that. This is someone who might have dealt with a lot of stress in life and is capable of leaving that all behind and accessing the gift of restraint or even stillness, peaceful stillness. And there is one quote that I want to share with you around this gate 52, from stress to stillness, that is, and this is so in tune with Bacis Ospesi, the more selfless your intentions, the more power it will have. Mm-hmm. And that's all about this gate 52. As soon as we let go of profit and so on.
Yes, absolutely.
It is going to spread. It is going to be beneficial for the whole world.
I totally, totally, totally agree. Bacis Ospesi started very in a very spontaneous way. There are no payments, no funds, no. It's just me exploring, doing, investing in the world and in my feeling. I'm not in a rush. I don't need anything. I don't need it to be any different from what it is. And it's growing.
Wow.
I'm not pushing. It's growing. I don't have Once a person asked me if I had a business plan. A business plan for it. And it made me laugh, this idea of a business plan. It's so the opposite, on the opposite side of business. It's not business. It's like creating a business plan on your heartbeat. And it's crazy. It's what? It doesn't make sense. As for me, for my years, I was, what do you mean? And so it's exactly like this. When you open yourself, when you're not afraid, that's exactly what happened from 2020 on. I just stopped being afraid of whatever, of the future and what's going to happen. And I'm not afraid. I felt this kind of blanket falling down, and things are happening at their own pace, which is not even slow, actually, which is great, amazing. And I know nothing about the chart and, you know, that 52 number and what it means. But yeah, I was telling this actually to a friend of mine this morning, that now at my age, I mean, now in the present, I am more fearless and light and playful and joyful than I was when I was like 20 or 25. So my life changed in a way that now I'm way more free internally. And I'm not afraid of, okay, what's going to happen to me tomorrow or in 10 years, or how can I reach this goal? I mean, I have images, I have feelings, I have human goals. They're not practical. They're not, you cannot measure them in terms of, I want a house or a car of this and that. It's not that. Maybe it's because I've worked all my life inside the marketing wheel that I am not attached to stuff. I don't need that much stuff, things. I love experiences. And I realized early in my life that what's important and what we are going to bring with us when we are, you know, our last bed, it's love and experiences and affection. It's not things.
Absolutely. And so I am so grateful for you sharing that, because you said, I don't know anything about the number 52 and the chart, but your story and your experience and me sharing the background of the chart is such a huge invitation, because there are over 60 gates, someone struggling with something, maybe stress, maybe, I want to get this going, I want the benefit out of it, knowing the story behind that and knowing the pathway from stress to restraint or stillness, just knowing energetic blueprint. When someone feels like, I'm stressed out, what can I do about that? There is always a way out. You figured it out without knowing anything about your chart, and you had this aha moment of really, I liked the picture of the blanket fell down, like this heavy, maybe stressful, I need to do this and that. And now everything comes to you because you radiate, you vibrate in this different frequency. And I totally, totally love that and love you sharing this story, because it is so in tune with human design and the gene keys and the benefit of this work when someone struggles at a certain point. And so I'm really grateful for this alignment.
And thank you. Yeah, I'm grateful too. I want to add that also, I worked on myself a lot. And when I really needed help, I asked for help. And I'm not talking just about, you know, help from a friend who's listening. And no, I'm talking about, you know, more structural help. Yeah. And I went in therapy and I started a research on myself and also on human unconscious dynamics.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it was a sudden, it felt like it was all of a sudden aha moment,
uh-huh.
but it was the result also of a long process of self knowledge and cure and therapy for the cure. So it's not just to know yourself, it's also to be cured and you know, and go into a process that really allows you to get rid of the old self. It's not just I know myself. No, it's also I'm a new person and I accept to let the old one go. It's not here anymore.
Goes hand in hand with your poem that you quoted. And goes hand in hand with a conversation I had yesterday with Maxine Cunningham, the creator of Pick My Brain. And we talked about people really should know themselves, know thyself. And this is such a golden nugget that shared that it is nothing to be ashamed of when you ask for help. It is something that helps you really grow into the you want to be.
Yeah.
So I didn't ask you yet for sharing a golden nugget, but this was such a gem to share with the audience. Thank you so much, Barbara. Is there anything that you want to add to wrap our beautiful conversation up?
Oh, there would be so many things. I could talk with you forever.
How could people reach you? Where can they find you? If anyone, an artist, a contributor to the stories, anyone who wants to visit the installation or wants to learn more about it, maybe anything connected to you as a person or the Bad Jesus Busy project or
so,
profit, how can they reach you?
They can reach me. The easiest thing is via email. So it's Barbara, my name, at Sbrocca, my last name, .com. So I have a domain. So Barbara at Sbrocca.com. If you go to www.sbrocca.com, you see it's a very simple website, but you can find something there also about my works, my art. If you go to bacisospesi.com, it will redirect you to the page on sbrocca.com where you can find the synthesis of the project and the audio portraits to listen to. If you look for me on Facebook, you find me, Barbara Sbrocca. If you look for me on LinkedIn, you find me. If you look for me on TikTok, you don't find me. But it's easy. If you Google my name, it's easy to reach me and to find me. I'm very open to have conversations and to talk. I reply to emails. I'm available. And so I invite you to get in touch with me if you're curious, if you want to know more, anything. I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. People should reach out to you. I found you on Pick My Brain, as we both have a
podcast
on Pick My Brain. Yes. So people know where to find you. People know where to find me. And the only thing that I want to say right now is I totally enjoyed this deep conversation about you, about Bad Jesus Busy, about this amazing global project. And just think of this day that I told you this is going to be huge. I totally believe that I can see it. And what you can see is going to be manifested somehow. I totally believe in that. Barbara, thank you so much.
Thanks, Patricia. Thanks for having me. Prego. Thanks to you. Grazie a te.
Thank you so much, and thank you for watching this episode of Magnificence, another amazing episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on the magnificence of my guests and, of course, the magnificence of you. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this empowering episode. To continue this journey of aligning with your true purpose and uncovering your magnificence, schedule an illumination call with Patricia at patricialindner.com. Please share this episode with someone who needs it and subscribe to the show on YouTube and your favorite podcasting platform. Join us again soon for another episode of Magnificence.